is like a prisoner tallying her sentence in hash marks on the cell block wall. Once I was released from the yoke of corporate ennui, I naturally had a bit of time on my hands and the freedom to spend it as I wished. I slept until I was damn well ready to get up, ate lunch with my husband, worked on a freelance gig or two, or maybe went to the beach, and avoided the New York City subway as much as humanly possible. I also read The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. As a generally tidy person, I didn't think I was in dire need of Ms. Kondo's advice, but I'm always looking for ways to make my apartment look more like Real Simple Magazine. And hey, my time was my own to work, nap, or declutter as I saw fit. Well, let me tell you, this little book works as advertised. It was almost, dare I say, magic. Within hours, I had KonMari'd my husband's sock drawer, which involves getting rid of socks you don't like and never wear, or, in this case, socks I knew he didn't like and never wore, then refolding the rest to look like little soldiers standing at attention. So when you next open the drawer, you can see all of them in one glance. After viewing the results, my husband, who'd initially thought I was batshit crazy to spend my time organizing his sock drawer, was a convert. He did the rest of his drawers and his closet all by himself the very next day. If you have